Welcome to my weekly racing podcast, recorded on Monday morning, the 6th of February. The cold snap has decimated the racing fixtures in the UK, and the only significant racing over the weekend took place last Sunday at Punchestown in Ireland, when Sizing Europe defeated his great rival Big Zeb in the Tyne Cottage Chase, a major trial for the Queen Mother Champion Chase at next month's Cheltenham Festival, the championship race for chasers over 2 miles, won last year by Sizing Europe, with Big Zeb in second place. The margin of victory at Punchestown was 15 lengths, and Sizing Europe is a short price to defend his crown at the Cheltenham Festival. In this cold spell, attention invariably turns to racing on the all-weather tracks, and once again, Yorkshire-based trainers are doing well, with Richard Fahey, Mark Johnston, David Nichols, Kevin Ryan and Alan Swinbank all making their presence felt since the season began on the artificial tracks on the 9th of November. Likewise, jockey Joe Fanning, who has ridden a remarkable 26 winners so far this year. Also, David Barron, who's based at Morby near Thirst, recorded a significant winner at Maidan Racecourse in Dubai when Hitchens, ridden by Silvestro de Souza, won a Group 3 sprint contest last Friday. Now, looking ahead to the John Smith's Grand National, 82 entries received last week for the Aintree Spectacular on Saturday the 14th of April, with only 3 horses from Yorkshire among the entries, and all trained in Malton, 2 by Malcolm Jefferson, According to Pete, and King Fontaine, while Brian Ellison is represented by Neptune Equestria. County Durham-based owner-trainer John Wade has always right in the entries. Well, regarding racing in Yorkshire in the coming week, weather permitting, Doncaster stages the first of 2 meetings this month on Thursday, set to begin at 1:55, although there could be an earlier start if a race divides. While next Monday, the 13th of February, is the turn of Catterick, with racing at the North Yorkshire track due to start at 2:15, although there too could be a divided race, in which case there could be an earlier start time. Well, there's no racing in Yorkshire this coming Saturday, and the main races at Newbury are shown live on Channel 4 Racing, including the competitive Betfair Hurdle, a handicap contest over the extended 2 miles. Zakandar is the anti-post favourite on most books, while the Game Spirit Chase at the Berkshire track is a trial for the Queen Mother Champion Chase. On Sunday, Leopardstown in Ireland features the Hennessy Gold Cup Chase over 3 miles. Enjoy your racing.